1340 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 27th day of April for 2017. From the KVGC News Center, the Amador County School Board has approved moving forward with a pair of major construction projects and has approved a new student advisory board. Meeting Wednesday night, the board approved a construction contract for a solar farm on the Argonaut High School campus. The solar farm, a series of ground-mounted solar energy panels, covers several acres of vacant land beyond the school's existing athletic fields. Once operational, the solar farm is expected to meet much of the district's energy needs, cutting its power bills substantially. The board also approved moving forward with improvements to the playing field at Ione Junior High School. With the fields at Amador and Argonaut experiencing so many problems this year between heavy rains and heavy use, the revamped field at Ione is intended to provide an alternative surface for practice or even games. Finally, the board approved the final details for a student school board. The new board will have 3 student members, one each from Amador and Argonaut High Schools and one from either Independence or other alternative education programs. The student school board will hold advisory votes on issues before the regular board votes on the final issue.
Well, you want to leave a little earlier than normal tomorrow if Highway 49 is your commute route. The horse-drawn covered wagons of the Kit Carson Mountain Men wagon train will be traveling Highway 49 from the county fairgrounds in Plymouth to Drytown between 8 and 10 tomorrow morning. Now, later in the day, the wagon train will travel 49 from Old 49 at Sutter Hill to the Italian Picnic Grounds. The wagon train's trek will continue Saturday along 49 and Martell at Industry Boulevard, and then leaving the highway at Depot Road, taking Jackson Gate the rest of the way to Main Street Jackson for a brief visit before heading to the Kennedy Mine to camp for the evening. Now, the 3-day journey for the wagon train will actually start today at the county fairgrounds and loop through Plymouth and Shenandoah Valley. The horses travel between 2 and 3 miles an hour. Vehicle traffic will be allowed to pass the wagon train where there are passing lanes on the highway. And then on Sunday, the wagon train parade will close Main Street Jackson from 10:30 to noon. The parade at 11.
A Ripon man was killed in a solo car accident in Calaveras County yesterday. The 69-year-old man, whose identity has not yet been released pending notification of next of kin. According to the CHP, he was driving on Highway 12 east of Evans Road about 5:40 yesterday morning when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his vehicle to leave the roadway and slam into a tree. The CHP is still investigating the incident and is asking anyone who may have information on the incident to call their San Andreas office at 754-3591.
And the County Sheriff Department looking for the culprits who vandalized one of their patrol cars recently. Several concerned citizens called 911 this past Saturday to report a large party involving teenagers in the Fiddletown area. Well, more than 100 teens and young adults were at the party. Deputies responded, and while there, one of the taillights on a patrol car was broken. Now, if you have info on who may have done this, call the sheriff's office at 223-6500 or the Amador Secret Witness line at 223-4900. And again, you will remain completely anonymous there. The sheriff's office would like parents to take the time to educate their children on the dangers and consequences of alcohol use.
And you can spend an afternoon with John Muir, as portrayed by actor Lee Stetson, at a special benefit for the Foothill Conservancy this Sunday. As part of their ongoing education about our region's natural environment, the Foothill Conservancy will host critically acclaimed actor Lee Stetson portraying renowned Yosemite naturalist John Muir. It'll take place again this Sunday at the Dr. Elliott A. Smart Performing Arts Center on the Bret Harte High campus beginning at 3 o'clock. Stetson has been performing as John Muir for over 30 years at universities, museums, and parks from Washington, D.C. to Hawaii. Adult tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Student tickets are $10. Tickets are also available online through the Conservancy website, foothillconservancy.org. The organization's office here in Jackson also has tickets.
And the 46th annual Motherlode Drama Festival came to Amador High School over the weekend, and local drama clubs did pretty well. Now, the results from Amador and Calaveras County students: Amador High received an excellent rating, and Bret Harte received a good rating for their one-act plays. Emily Ann Hopkins of Amador High School and Josh Gerard earned outstanding individual performances in a one-act play award. Ethan Custodio and Jeremiah Vella Murphy earned special achievement awards. Now, in the male solo scene competition, Matt Cockerham of Amador High took first place. Ethan Custodio, also of Amador, took third. And in the female solo scene competition, Alana Hine of Amador took third. Connor Broderick and Matthew Arnold of Amador earned third for their duo scene. And Sid Cohen of Amador won second place in the vocal competition.
And yes, there will be bingo today at the Amador Senior Center. Doors open up at 1 o'clock after a couple of starts and stops over the last Wednesday and over the last Thursday, and there was a weekend in there. There was no bingo, but there will be bingo today. That's, again, doors open up at 1 o'clock. You can enjoy lunch first with baked tilapia, barley, Brussels sprouts, and all the fixins, and then enjoy bingo today at the Senior Center. Also, enjoy the Amador County Chamber of Commerce 4th Annual Trade Show taking place today from 4 to 7 at the Jackson Rancheria Grand Oak Ballroom. It's free. You get goodie bags, enter to win prizes, and more. That's today from 4 to 7, Jackson Rancheria, the Amador County Chamber of Commerce Trade Show. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.